मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र वर्स 3 मुकुंद मूर्धना प्रणिपत्ते याचे भवन्तमेकान्तमियन्तमर्थम् अविस्मृतिस्त्वच्चरणारविन्दे भवे भवे मेस्तु भवत्प्रसादात्। सो दिस वर्स कम्स फ्रॉम कुलशेखर महाराज हार्ट एज ही इज एक्सप्रेसिंग हिज इंटेंस डिजायर्स टू seek the constant remembrance of the Lord. He's saying, Mukunda Murdha Pranipatyache. Murdha is head, O Lord Mukunda, I bow down. Pranipatyana is a word in the Bhagavad Gita, which indicates to fall down without reservation. So I bow down to you unhesitatingly, and Bhavantam is a respectful address for person. Unto you, O Lord, Ekantam Yantam Artham. Only one thing I ask you, is exclusively ekantam yantam, this much. What is that? Avismriti stva charana ravinde. That your lotus feet, let there never be forgetfulness, freedom from forgetfulness. So, smriti means remembrance, vismriti means forgetfulness, and avismriti means not forgetfulness. So the double negative is a way to emphasize the positive. For the soul in the spiritual world, remembrance of Krishna is natural. For the soul in the material world, vismruti, forgetfulness of the soul is natural. Forgetfulness of his own spiritual identity and forgetfulness of Krishna is natural. Therefore, avismruti, please bless me so that that which is naturally happening in the material world, but that which is unnatural to the soul, will stop happening to me now. Bhave bhave mestu bhavat prasadat. The mercy that I ask from you is this. Bhave bhave. Even if I have to take birth again and again in this material existence, I don't mind it. I can just remember you. So actually, remembrance of Krishna is the greatest achievement and the greatest blessing that we can experience within the material world. It is the greatest achievement because it is the essential, indispensable prerequisite for the ultimate or the greatest achievement of developing love for God and returning back to Krishna. Developing love for God is a gradual process, and returning back to Godhead is the ultimate destination. So both of these are also achievements in their own way. Developing love for God and returning back to Godhead. But the achievement that is possible for us every moment is the achievement of remembrance of Krishna. In fact, in a moment that we remember Krishna, we have achieved the greatest gain that is possible from that moment. And the scriptures also say that in the moment that we have forgotten Krishna, we have endured the greatest loss. Of course, remembering Krishna is neither a mechanical nor automatic activity. Unless we put our heart into the act of concentrating our mind on Krishna, we cannot really invoke his remembrance. And that's why the remembrance of Krishna is also the greatest blessing. We can try to mechanically force our mind on the holy name or any other aspect of Krishna to remember him. But it is only when Krishna reveals himself through his manifestations and gives us a glimpse of his beauty, his sweetness, his glory, then our mind gets latched and locked on Krishna. So, the holy name is the easiest and the best way by which we can remember Krishna. And the more we concentrate on the holy name while chanting, the more we are practicing remembrance of Krishna. And the more we try from our side to achieve this remembrance of Krishna, the more Krishna becomes pleased with us by our sincere efforts, even if they are not very successful. And then he reveals himself through the holy name and captures our heart. And then remembrance of Krishna becomes natural and joyful. So, chanting is the time when we too are offering this prayer to Krishna. Krishna, please let me remember you. Please let me concentrate attentively on your holy name as you reveal yourself to me. So if we remember the glory of the remembrance of Krishna and the facility for remembering Krishna that the holy name provides, then we can get the will to concentrate on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Nam Prabhu Ki Jai.